This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson.
It was a million-dollar idea.
That's Jake Bayless. He'll explain more.
I woke up one morning and realized that there was a deficiency that had been nagging at me for the better part of a decade as a resident of Sonoma County. The million-dollar idea was to give the only game in town a run for their money and do it using agile, new, inexpensive, low overhead, no real estate technology. In other words, try and do it digitally on the internet.
The target of this virtual competition? The Santa Rosa Press Democrat. But instead of building another high-profile, top-down institution, Bayless wanted to create a decentralized, grassroots news source, one where the users were also the content creators.
People are empowered to take a picture of something new or different or interesting or neat or newsworthy and tweet it or just put it on their blog or send it as an email to a group of people. And, you know, in essence, that's news. When somebody learns that a car's been broken into two houses away from them and they write three or four sentences of the facts that they know and send it out to their neighbors, that's breaking news. It's ultra-local news, but it's relevant and important to them.
This was the genesis of the Empire Report, a quietly ambitious effort to invent a new kind of community news source. As it turned out, the technology was the easy part.
It was something that I knew I could get up and running on a server on the internet for peanuts. In fact, for the first 6 months, the website lived on a server in the back studio of my house. I used free software, did some basic look and feel stuff, and created a very, very simple logo. And literally within a week, I had posted a couple of the first articles.
Jake also quickly decided to organize the endeavor as a nonprofit, thinking that would give it greater credibility. But before long, it became clear that any aspirations he might have had of turning the Empire Report into his regular job were only wishful thinking. So reluctantly, on March 19th, Bayless put out the word. The report was going on indefinite hiatus.
In large part, I think it had ran its course. It's ready for another iteration. But personally, the entire burden of paying for it was on my shoulders, and the entire burden of driving it to the next step was on my shoulders. It took me probably 2 months too long to realize that it was overwhelming my every spare thought and moment.
Altogether, Jake estimates that around 50 people contributed to the Empire Report, some of them frequently, and the site attracted several thousand visitors. The legacy of those 21 lively months remain archived and available to anyone who visits empirereport.org. And while Bayless has stepped down from this particular idea, one that clearly did not earn him $1 million, he remains committed to the notion that there are new and creative ways that people can use the Internet to foster communication within local communities. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.